This morning, I'm on location in Ocean Pines, Maryland, at Most Blessed Sacrament Catholic School. And my guest is Mark Reckert, who is the principal of the school. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, and welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And Most Blessed Sacrament, for our listeners who might not be familiar with the school, is the newest elementary school here in the Diocese of Wilmington.
It is.
Opened in, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful facility. It's located, the address is Berlin?
Actually, Berlin.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark. Where are you from? Where did you go to school? Tell us a little bit about your professional career.
Okay. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. I was educated by the Sisters of Charity at my grammar school and by the Christian Brothers of St. John Baptist de La Salle in high school.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Calvert Hall in Baltimore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great education.
Yeah.
I attended the Franciscan University of Steubenville and then transferred from the Franciscan University to Edinburgh State University in Pennsylvania because I wanted to major in special education. Mm-hmm. Upon graduation, I became a special education teacher. Did that for about 20 years, two of which were in Pennsylvania and the remainder were in Worcester County, Maryland. Became a public school administrator, first an assistant principal, then a principal. Retired, 2006, I retired. And became the principal of St. Francis de Sales Catholic School in Salisbury.
Mm-hmm. A wonderful school.
It is a wonderful school. Excellent tradition. Founded by the Sisters of Mercy, and they continue that charism. Had three wonderful years at St. Francis de Sales. And then the opportunity came to me to transfer to Most Blessed Sacrament. And here I am.
Tell us about Most Blessed Sacrament. We mentioned that it opened in 2003. Tell us a little bit about the history of the school, why it was built, and about your current student population.
I've lived on the Eastern Shore of Maryland for 33 years, and if someone had asked me, will there ever be a Catholic school in Worcester County, I probably until 10 years ago would have said absolutely not. It's just the population isn't there, the feed isn't there. Because of the change in demographics, of course, there has been a tremendous increase in the Catholic population, particularly in Worcester County and southern Sussex. So Most Blessed Sacrament was a concept that came about because of the change in demographics in this area, and the church responded, the diocese responded with the building of Most Blessed Sacrament Catholic School. I find it just remarkable that they named it Most Blessed Sacrament, which is, you know, the living Christ among us.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great statement for those people who are driving down our main road here in front of the school, Racetrack Road, and Most Blessed Sacrament, Christ is alive among us.
Mm-hmm.
What a statement that the church is making.
I think that was Bishop Saltarelli.
It was, absolutely, yes. And Brother Jim, who was superintendent then, great visionaries. The school struggled for its first couple years in recruiting students, but as it is in ministry, you don't give up. You keep praying and you keep working and try to hear the message that the Lord is sending you. And last year, we experienced a great increase in enrollment. And I attribute this increase in enrollment to just a high level of energy and the commitment and understanding the concept of what Catholic education means here and what we can do for this community and what we do for this community and how we get the message of the gospel out to the community. There's among our staff, we're very blessed. We have many experienced teachers, and we have some entry-level teachers, and there's a nice blend there. A very hardworking staff, a staff that knows how to collaborate, and the public sees that. Our community sees it. Our children, our students see it.
Mm-hmm. How many students are enrolled here?
We currently have 245 enrolled, and we're looking at 268. For September, possibly more.
It's K through 8?
Pre-K through 8.
Pre-K through 8, great. What makes Most Blessed Sacrament special and unique?
When you come into our building and you walk among the staff and among the students and the parents, you immediately sense a strong community, a faith-filled community that's connected, a community with the people, the folks who make up our community are connected by their faith and by their commitment to Catholic education. There's a strong sense of collaboration. What can I do to help? How can I help? What can I do? I'm just amazed at how our students react with one another and interact with one another, and how our community interacts with one another. just not our parents, but parishioners in our 8 supporting parishes, how committed they are, the groups, the parish groups, the Columbiettes, the Knights of Columbus, etc., the St. Anne's Men's Club, how committed they are to our school and willing to support it in any way they can. It's almost like the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in place to make the statement to the world that Jesus is alive. Mm-hmm. Jesus is in our community.
Now, you mentioned 8 supporting parishes. Now,
for our
listeners who might be more familiar with the traditional parochial school model, where it's one parish, one school, that's quite a change. 8 supporting parishes. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Well, we cover a geographic area that extends from the western part of Sussex County, Seaford, Delaware, all the way over to the eastern part of Sussex County, and then all the way to Worcester County, Maryland, which is the southernmost county in Maryland. It's not just the number of parishes, but it's the geographic area from which our students come.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 buses who bring students from, one from the western part of Sussex County and the other from the northern part of Sussex County, or excuse me, the middle part of Sussex County in Lewis, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
We not only have 8 parishes, but we also have 8 pastors who are very committed to our school, driving force behind the school, that just see the need for the ministry that we perform here and that the service that we attempt to provide mm-hmm. to the church. It becomes somewhat of a challenge to meet the needs of all of that group, that extensive group of parishes, that are, some of them are smaller communities, others are quite large, and then you couple in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer when there are thousands of people all up and down the shore, so it's a different concept of Catholic school education, but it's one that is falling into success, and we're seeing it work.
And it's a model that that we'll be seeing in the future, because I guess the days of one parish supporting a school because of the economics, are pretty much going by the wayside.
Right.
Yeah. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning I'm on location in Berlin, Maryland, talking to Mark Reckert, who is the principal of the newest Catholic school in the Diocese of Wilmington, Most Blessed Sacrament Catholic Elementary School. Mark, you had experience in public education and Catholic education. What makes a successful school, and specifically, what makes a successful Catholic school?
A successful Catholic school is one that is focused on its mission, focused on its ministry and on its mission. And everything that the school does should lead to that mission. And everyone in that school needs to, first of all, understand what the mission of the school is and understand the concept of ministry, and understand our call to ministry as disciples of Christ. That being said, then the day-to-day operation of the school has to lead back to that mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to stay focused on that mission at all steps. So at our professional development levels, at our interaction with parents, at our instructional levels, we're focused on that mission. Lifelong learners, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, all of those ingredients have to be the main focus of what is maintained in the school.
What's the future hold for Most Blessed Sacrament? You're having a nice increase in enrollment, but what does that lead to in the future?
Well, first of all, we're experiencing some growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that our opening day next year will just be a little bit hectic, because there'll be lots and lots of new parents, and traffic patterns will have to be learned, and
mm-hmm.
we'll be out there waving flags and directing traffic. I think I'm going to buy myself an orange hat so they know who I am. But I see many good things coming from Most Blessed Sacrament. You know, I was talking before about the level of energy that our staff holds and commitment. We've just adopted the Arts Integration Initiative.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, next year, well, actually, it'll start this summer. We have a summer program this summer for the arts. Our students will be involved in learning the various components of the arts, the performing arts, the fine arts, culinary arts, and it's going to be an arts immersion. The students are going to be completely immersed in the arts. Everything we do will be about the arts this summer. That'll be a 4-week program. We have approximately 74 students signed up for that. Mm-hmm. And we started this year with professional development for our teachers. We've done approximately 25 hours of professional development in instructing our teachers in how to take a look at the core academic curriculum and the curriculum in the arts, and then making the natural connections between the two. So what we're going to see is we're going to see in a reading lesson, we're going to see an arts component brought into the reading lesson. In a math lesson, we're going to see the arts brought in. We've adopted the theme next year of discovery. And so everything that we do will be around that theme, discovery. And even in religion class, in our religious education classes, we're going to bring the arts in terms of the illuminated transcript, or excuse me, illuminated scriptures, yes. So there'll be that natural connection between the arts, and this will be a total commitment of the school. And it's going to give us an opportunity to take a look at our curricula. It's going to give us an opportunity to take a look at our understanding of the arts and bringing our children to a higher level of awareness of the arts.
Sounds like an exciting year ahead.
We're looking forward to it.
Now, you know, Mark, in some of the areas of our country, especially in the urban areas along the East Coast, a few years ago, people were saying that Catholic schools are dead. It's a thing of the past. But obviously, here in Ocean Pines in Berlin, that's not the case. Why is Catholic education an important part of our church? Why should the Catholic Church be in the education business?
Catholic education is one of the strengths of the church. By instilling the gospel values in children and giving them an opportunity to express those gospel values through service to their community, service to one another, learning their prayers, participating in liturgy, just the whole total religious education component. We are forming the leaders of the church for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Catholic education has struggled, but all education has struggled for the past 50 years. We've been challenged in ways, in public and private and Catholic education, in ways that our predecessors were never challenged. Our society has changed. And the concept of Most Blessed Sacrament is the insight of the church responding to the change in the demographics and in our society, and responding to that in a positive way with a new concept of Catholic education. We have to rethink the way we used to do things. Mm-hmm. But that's just not a Catholic education. That's the total package. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's a way that the church passes on our traditions.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
From generation to generation.
Absolutely.
Of course, the home is the primary
place
where that's passed along, but a Catholic school can certainly be a major contributor mm-hmm. to that. Yeah.
One of the most gratifying experiences that I've had is when our non-Catholic families express to us a desire to join the church, to come into the church.
Does it happen often?
We've had it happen with a couple families,
yeah.
At least three families that I know of this year.
And it's because of the example set here at Most Blessed Sacrament.
I believe that's a large contribution, yes.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's amazing. So how can our listeners get more information? Suppose a family's thinking about moving to this area. How can they learn more about all the great work that's being done here at Most Blessed Sacrament?
Well, they can go to our website. That's www.mostblessedsacrament.org. Or they can call the school. They can come to visit us. We enjoy giving tours to folks. We enjoy spreading the good news of our success with folks at any time. We're just willing to share anything we can at any time.
And the school is located on Racetrack Road?
Racetrack Road in Berlin, Maryland, right.
Mark Reckert, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning on Catholic Forum. Thanks for taking time out of your summer to be with us today.
My pleasure.
And continued success and blessings with this wonderful school.
Thank you.